Welcome to Getting Through It, where we're here to help you get through it. I'm John Bueri, and today I'm with not just Dr. Lucy Jones, but a longtime collaborator and risk communicator, Emiliano Rodriguez Nuch of Buenos Aires. We thank our sponsors and supporters who make the work of the Dr. Lucy Jones Center, including this podcast, possible. And now let's get to it. In this episode, you'll hear Lucy and Emiliano talk about what it is you can do to manage the risks you face. Today, we'll look at innovative approaches to helping a wide range of people get the information they need to make those good decisions as it relates to hurricanes.
Hey, Emiliano. I've been working with you on earthquake communication for quite a while, and I have tended to think of hurricanes as not an issue for us in California. But as we're speaking right now, Southern California is under its first ever tropical storm warning. So your work might be more interesting to Californians today. You've been working in the Caribbean, developing preparedness campaigns. Tell us about it.
Hi, Lucy. Yes, in the last 4 years, I have been working on hurricane preparedness initiatives that engage all Caribbean countries, as well as those in Central America, in partnership with the World Bank, IDB, NASA, United Nations, and of course, local organizations and local communities. Culturally, it's a very rich region where we are learning a lot and making very good friends.
Right. So you and I've worked together for earthquake preparedness campaigns because of the big social impacts that major disasters can have when they suddenly overturn years of socioeconomic development. Preparedness and pre-event planning can really reduce this impact in different ways. I assume the same's true in the Caribbean.
Absolutely. And we're talking about a region, the Caribbean, where communities live in hundreds and even thousands of small islands with different realities, many times disconnected from each other, even within the same country. So there's a need to connect those isolated actors and also to make sure that important preparedness information reaches everyone.
So what information are you trying to get to them? What do we expect people to do before hurricane season?
Well, there are many things that people can do, but let's group those things in three groups. The first one is to discuss an emergency plan with family and friends. And that includes, for example, knowing where the nearest shelters are. The second one is to have an emergency kit ready at home. And the third one, to make your home a safe place. But these are the behaviors that we expect, not necessarily the real ones.
Right. It's pretty straightforward, but I know that people can hear a message and not believe that it actually applies to them. You and I've talked a lot about the psychological drivers and barriers to thinking about disasters. How's this playing out in the Caribbean?
I work in communications, and I tend to think of my work as identifying barriers and then trying to overcome them. For example, let's see some psychological barriers at play that sometimes prevent people from making optimal decisions. Psychology refers to this as bounded rationality. So people may think, in previous hurricanes, we did just fine, so this time we thought we would stay at home, like we did before. And that person may not have available images or memories of how destructive a hurricane can be. And this is called the availability bias, because people may make incorrect assumptions based on previous personal experience only, and that may not be enough.
And we're sort of having the opposite problem in Southern California right now, having never before had even a tropical storm warning. People are thinking that the worst they've seen in a Category 5 hurricane is coming to Los Angeles when we're getting a tropical storm. So this availability bias can work in both ways.
Absolutely. And let's see, for example, another barrier. I remember a survivor I interviewed said, we always say that if it's a Category 3, it's okay. And Dorian came as a 3, but then it intensified up to almost a 6. And this is a good example of what psychology calls the status quo bias, which is the preference for the current state of affairs. In short, people prepare things to stay the same, and that becomes a barrier. Let's see another one, for example, because we tend to overestimate, for example, our ability to control outcomes. An example with another quote, a real quote. I know how to protect my boats from a storm. I don't need the central government to tell me what to do. That is an example of overconfidence, which could also be seen as people not wanting to admit that they need help. Also, in moments of emergency, we tend to create a simplified version of the world and tend not to consider all the options that we have. A survivor I interviewed said, evacuation is not an alternative when you live on a rock in the middle of the ocean. That is called the single option bias. And then there are also some important cultural barriers, like the tradition of riding out storms at home. In places like the Bahamas, for example, for a long time, people would get together as a family during storms. But that is rapidly changing now in the light of the increasing intensity of hurricanes, because in some contexts, the best bet for them is now to evacuate to a safer place.
Yeah, this increased intensity is becoming critical. You know, climate change is increasing the heat in the ocean, and it's that heat in the ocean that's the driver of the intensity of a storm. So we're seeing the storms become more intense more quickly. This doesn't necessarily mean we're going to have more storms. The initiation of storms is more complex. It's tied to spatial variations in the heat. So that's not necessarily connected to climate change. But the percentage that will grow big is indeed going up.
Absolutely. And this is part of the cultural conversation in the region, because people are talking about it, how they can mitigate the effects, how they can reduce disaster risk. But we need to understand how different people connect with a problem in different ways, through completely different emotions.
Well, right, because when it comes to risk, emotions are an integral part of our decision to act. We've seen this in our work with earthquakes and with climate change. Moving from thought to action about a risk requires an emotional engagement.
And emotions also help us evaluate those risky situations, and they help us believe that we can do something about it. So much of our communications efforts try to turn negative emotions, like fear that may paralyze people, into positive ones, like pride or even joy that can lead to action.
You know, Emiliano, I've always been impressed with how you use creativity to engage your audience. And of course, as we've been partnering in the Tempo Project, we've been using music to inspire action about climate change. So let's talk more about how you use music to help raise awareness about hurricane season.
Sure. Well, we talked about different barriers, and music turns out to be very effective to overcome those barriers. Music captures people's attention. It provokes emotional responses that we discussed. It helps people remember important information. It can help us build trust in the message by partnering with artists or musicians that people love and help us spread the message. And let me give you an example of a campaign that we did recently, which is called Disaster Fighters. And it's a campaign that we launch partnering with the World Bank and other major organizations every year in 25 countries, which has been internationally awarded. And through music as part of the campaign, artists announce the beginning of hurricane season every year. And the lyrics tap into emotions like pride, with the narrative that we are all part of a team getting prepared for hurricanes the same way that we could train for a cricket or a football match. And the song also works as a musical checklist that people can learn to remember what they need to do to get prepared. Artists and also sports celebrities prompt people to act and make a plan in the song. And it reaches millions of people every year.
Well, how is it actually working?
Well, in parallel, what we've been doing is to conduct surveys and behavioral science experiments, randomized control experiments, to analyze the effect of those musical messages. And we found that people exposed to the music feel that they can do more to reduce the impact of hurricanes. Music also increases their intention to act, almost times three, and also how much they engage in protective action, which is, at the end of the day, what we're looking for.
It sounds like we might have something to learn here in Southern California from what you're doing, both for our unusual hurricane and our much more common earthquakes. So as we close today's conversation, I want to thank you, Emiliano, for joining us at what's a pretty busy time for people working on hurricanes. And instead of the usual closing that we have for the end of our podcast, we want to share one of the pieces of music that were produced as part of this Caribbean project with contributions from artists across the region. Here are the Disaster Fighters.
We are a team. We are prepared. Disaster Fighters.
My Caribbean brothers and sisters, from June 1st straight to November. Prepare now, not after. Prepare now, not later. Don't wait for disaster to show love to your neighbor. It's hurricane season.
Come on.
Hurricanes are coming.
Safe shelter.
Check up on the latest news. Disaster fight.
coming. We should tell each other. This is the time for us to prepare together. Look out for your neighbor. Make sure the children see. And with this team training lives, we going to save.
Flashlight, check. Food and water, check. You trim the trees, check. Check on the elderly.
Check your neighbor and your friend them. Wear your mask to protect them. Check the news to inform them. Or else you might end up in a problem.
Have faith, prepare, stay safe, don't fear.
Disaster fighters, na 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 na.
Let's do this together now.
Hurricane fighters,
we got fight to make it better.
The disaster fighters are ready for the hurricane season.
Make a plan, 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 make a plan.
Everybody come together and we make a plan.
Make a plan, 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 make a plan.
Everybody come together and we make a plan.
Secure your home,
check.
Feel an emergency kit,
check.
Protect your pets,
check.
Check the news,
check.
Stay inside,
check.
Away from your windows,
check.
If you need to evacuate, go to the nearest
shelter.